Yeah, cut short, sir.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jalen. How may I help you?
Yeah, I'm trying to find out why I'm being charged on my account. What company is this?
So this is a third-party call center, which help assisting different companies with their products.
Okay, well, do you think you can help me clarification on why my account was debited?
Okay. Can I go ahead and get the zip code, sir?
30293.
Okay, and then that first and last name.
First name is John. Last name is Milner. M-I-L-N-E-R.
Okay. Okay, yes, sir. I showed that you ordered our Focus watch. You started a trial with us on the 17th of May.
What's a Focus watch?
It's like a smart watch, sir.
Okay, so I'm being charged twice for that watch.
No, sir. So what happened was, in the beginning, when you first placed your initial order on the 17th of May, when you first went on our website and you agreed to being 18 years or older, it also was stating inside of, that was our terms and conditions that you was agreeing to as well. And it's also was stating that you were putting yourself inside of a 14-day trial, and within the end of those 14 days, you would have had to call to cancel if you did not like the product. Or, you know, if you didn't call the council within the 14 days, you would have been billed for the full price.
But I'm saying, I only got one watch.
Okay,
I only got one watch. I only ordered one.
Okay, sir. Well, on my account, it's showing that you placed an initial order for $597. And that was just for a watch. Then it was another order placed behind that one for another watch and then a warranty on that watch. So I'm showing two different orders. And I'm finna, and they both are showing that they were shipped.
I only got one watch. I only made one order. I mean, I'll be the first to admit that I'm not the number one with this technology. And this may be my last time ordering anything, like off online or however you whatever the terminology is. But I only got one watch, and I'm being charged two different charges. I just clarified one. I guess you all are with the same service. I just got the first one clarified and taken care of. But I only got one watch. Period. I don't know what I did. You know, but I don't want to have to try to pay for two watches, and especially on since I only got one.
Well, sir, I'm pulling up the tracking for both of those watches, well, for both of those orders, and it's saying that they both were delivered on the 22nd of May.
Okay, I got one watch, sir. One watch. One. So I don't know what's going on. But I got one watch, and like I said, I just got off the phone with one. I guess you all work for the same company. I don't know, but I just got off the phone, and I took ownership to that one. But I'm not gonna take ownership to something I don't have.
Okay, so give me one quick moment, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Milner. Okay, so I just spoke with my supervisor, and that these charges are also, they are valid charges, sir. But what I can do for you is, I see that you have a you have an approved amount of billing for the $64.97, and you had a approved amount for the $69.97, correct?
Right.
Okay, what I can do is the $69.97, mm-hmm. I can issue you a 35% refund, because the charges are valid, and they also are showing on our end that they were that both products were delivered to the address.
Okay, I understand that, but I'm telling you, I only got one. Only got one.
Yes, sir, I understand that, but that's why I'm offering you the 35% discount off that $69.97. I also am giving the discount on the most charge versus the 64.
Okay, now what are you saying? You're still gonna take money out of my account. Are you saying that?
You saying for like in the future?
Yeah.
No, sir. That these were just final sale products, but since you're stating that you only receive one of those products, I was just gonna give you 35% of your discount off of the order.
All right, that'll work for me. And believe me, I'm gonna take this one, and I'm just gonna be very, very careful. I guess I just didn't read all the way through, but I did not get but one watch. And I live like way, you know, kind of in, I live what we call the country. And so I know anybody didn't even want to come up here and pick up a delivery and thing, because, I mean, it's almost like don't nobody even know I live here, you know. So it would have to be a once-in-a-lifetime thing for somebody to just drive by and say, hey, let me check that guy porch out. You know,
yes, sir.
I mean, because I live in the woods. Okay, so I did not get it. But anyway, I appreciate what you're doing. Thanks for the help. I just, you know, us older people just got to start reading more and get up on our technology. Exactly, you know, because I'm getting ready to turn 70 years old, so.
Okay,
I just
sir,
don't want,
me,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, sir. I was just saying that I was going to go ahead and notate and go ahead and get this refund process for you. Just give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Milner. I just finished notating your account and went ahead and processed that refund for you. You can allow that refund to reflect within 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay. And, sir, I just want to thank you and your company because the other young lady that I talked with, you guys are so professional, and it seems like you know your job really well. And this day and time, I applaud that. You all are doing a great job. And I just thank you so much for helping an old person out.
You're welcome, really, sir. And I want to say thank you as well.
Okay. All right. Well, you have a great rest of your life.
You too. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jalen, and please have a good rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you, sir. You have a great day. Bye-bye.